Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting second. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting third. The right fielder, Ivel Goodman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ernie Lombardi. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lee Gamble. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Wally Burger. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Myers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Vandermeer. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Johnny Vandermeer. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting third. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Rip Russell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Root. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Charlie Root. And now, play ball. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber strikes out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman strikes out. There goes Heck. The throw from Lombardi to Myers, and Heck is out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen takes first base on ball four. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gallen moves to second. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Heck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Reds. Lee Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Burger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen. Burger reaches second base with a double. Gamble moves to third. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to home to get Gamble. Burger moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Johnny Vandermeer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vandermeer hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds strikes out. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell takes first base on ball 4. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel takes first base on ball 4. Russell moves to second. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root strikes out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Russell moves to third. Bartel moves to second. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Russell scores. Bartel moves to third. Hack moves to second. It's Reds, 1, Cubs, 1. Whitey Moore now pitching. Augie Gallen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gallen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gallen takes first base on ball 4. Bartel scores. Hack moves to third. Herman moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hartnett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-1 in the game. Frey hits a pop-up towards first. Russell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root can't make a play. That's a base hit. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-1 in the game. McCormick hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-1 in the game. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the mound. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Russell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lombardi hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Berger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0-for-1 in the game. Root hits a fly ball into center field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hack. The throw from Lombardi and he is safe. Hack steals second. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0-for-1 in the game. Myers hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Gallen is hit by the pitch. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gallen. The throw from Lombardi and he is safe. Gallen steals second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-2 in the game. Gleason bunts towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Gallen moves to third. Hartnett moves to second. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds strikes out. Two outs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Russell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-2 in the game. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ival Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-2 in the game. McCormick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. the Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0 for 2 in the game. Root hits a fly ball into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Lee Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gamble hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Burger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Burger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0 for 2 in the game. Myers strikes out. Two outs. Whitey Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 2 in the game. Gleason hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 3 in the game. Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 3 in the game. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards second. Herman throws to first for 1, and Russell throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Frey moves to third. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Myers. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bartel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Goodman. Bartel reaches second base with a double. Russell moves to third. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0 for 3 in the game. Root hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hack strikes out. The ball gets by Lombardi. He chases the ball to the backstop. There goes Russell. He's safe. Bartel scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-1, Cubs. Willard Hershberger now catching. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Herman is hit by the pitch. Hack moves to second. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Gallen takes first base on ball 4. Hack moves to third. Herman moves to second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hack scores. There goes Herman trying to get to home. Myers throws to Hershberger, who tags Herman for the out. Gallen moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Willard Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Gamble hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Berger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nino Bongiovanni pinch hits for Billy Myers. Nino Bongiovanni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bongiovanni hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Cincinnati Reds, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.